So I had the pleasure of sitting down and talking to the legendary Bobby Hackney of a band called Death and Lambspread about the 2023 Reggae Festival that's taking place at Switchback Brewing on August 23rd. It was an amazing moment to have such an icon in the 95XXX studios. And let's hear what he has to say about how Reggae Fest evolved and how it turned into what it is today.
Where do I begin?
Well, let's start with how you did all of this while living here in what I call musical exile to some degree. How were you able to maneuver that?
Well, you know, me and my brother Dennis, we were just a bass trio, or a bass, should I say a bass duo, bass and drum duo. That is a part of the Death story with our brother David going back to Detroit, and we get into that goes into a whole nother paragraph or a whole nother chapter. But we were bass and drums for a couple of years, you know. We just played bass and drums, and we were really continuing on with our rock, and roll and our gospel type rock music. And we got involved with the University of Vermont around 1981, really. Mm. And, you know, we ended up doing some work up there. We ended up taking some jobs. And the one great thing about working at UVM is that you had so many benefits, and you could go to school for free. So we took courses at night. Mm. You know, me and my brother, we took courses at night, and we worked during the day. And through that association, I got involved with the radio station WRUV. Mm-hmm. And at that particular time, between 1982 on up to about maybe when I started the Reggae Fest, 86, Vermont was going through this, or should I say Burlington, was going through this metamorphosis of people, entrepreneurs starting business in the music, the entertainment, and the restaurant business. And a lot of these people who I met, when I started the Reggae Fest, you know, it was through them, you know, that they started, or through the Reggae Fest, that a lot of them started their business. Mm. But, you know, through my association with WRUV, I became a disc jockey, actually, and had a Saturday show. And I had there was a few of us who had a little slight advantage because some of us came from New York, like Jay Strouser. I came from Detroit. And we had a little bit, we knew a little bit more about what the music there. We introduced a lot of music that we brought with us from Detroit at the time, and from New York and from Boston and other places. And it was a kind of a special fraternity at that time, because it was myself who started the Reggae Fest. I was the DJ. There was Jay Strouser, who had the most popular reggae show in Vermont on WRUV called Trenchtown Rock. Came on 6 to 8 every Friday night. It became a legendary show almost. I mean, everybody in Burlington was tuning into this that loved music, and especially those who love reggae music. And Jay was instrumental in bringing Bob Marley here in 1981. And, I mean, that really kind of changed everything when Bob came here and sold those two nights out at the Memorial Auditorium.
Now, you've brought up the Reggae Fest, which is the reason we're all here, right? Why did Reggae Fest go on the shelf in the first place? Why has it been so long since something like this has happened?
Well, you know, times change. Things change. I think the last reggae festival that spawned from my seed that I planted in Burlington in 86 was held at the fairgrounds. And that was kind of an ill decision on the part of the committee, because the fairgrounds had really, they had made a proclamation that they didn't want the Reggae Fest there and that they would make it extremely hard, and they really did. And that was really the last reggae festival. I think after that festival, I had been off the committee since 91, I introduced the committee to the arena in Johnson. It was called the Johnson Mugbugs, and it was there from 1992 right up to about maybe, I think it spent 5 years there. And then it moved up to Hardwick. And like I said, you know, after that last festival, after they moved out of Hardwick and tried to have the last one at the fairgrounds, I think that was the one where everybody said, you know, hey, look, okay, we'll just, you know, enough is enough. We'll take a year off or we'll take a, you know.
Hiatus.
Yeah, take a hiatus, you know. And there was a couple of people that came in that tried to do Reggae Fest under the pretense of the Vermont Reggae Festival, and that didn't work out. Mm. And so I think it just became kind of like folklore, you know. It after so many years, I mean, the last reggae festival, official reggae festival, was 2000. So, I mean, you know, you fast forward that up to now, and it's been that long since we've not had a real bona fide Vermont reggae festival. And the thing about this show, it is really not the bona fide Vermont reggae festival, but it is the first authentic tribute to the Vermont Reggae Festival that is in light and in the vibe and in the feeling of the legendary Vermont Reggae Festival as much as it can be, although it is a promoted and a promoters type show. So I think that's the whole thing, you know, the fine line between the two.
Okay, yeah, I'm glad you brought it up, the tribute to the Vermont Reggae Fest. Now, for the average person that's just out there, we were talking about another interview we'd done where all they could think of was the headline is the Vermont Reggae Fest is back.
Yeah.
What is it that we are paying tribute to if the event has been resurrected? Maybe that needs some clarification.
Yeah, we're paying tribute to the legendary Vermont Reggae Festival that was founded in 1986. And like I said, by 1991, which was the last reggae festival in Burlington, it was drawing 40,000 people. It was a free event. It was grassroots. People always came up. They cleaned up the park after the show was over. It was a real monumental, organic community effort. And I think that's the vibe that this show is trying to convey, trying to celebrate. Yet it is, you know, in these days, you know, now with the cost of doing things and the cost of doing shows, it would be nearly impossible to do the kind of festival that we did in 90 and 91. But this right here, I think, is something that I supported because it's just something that is much needed now. And I think in the light of the way things are done now and has to be done, I think that the promoters who are doing this show is doing a real good job trying to just convey that same type of vibe and that same type of feeling. Like, you know, planning to have a large food drive on site, you know, hopefully to have one of the biggest food drives in years, to give back to the community, to celebrate the community, and also to just express that genuine vibe of peace and love, man. I mean, that's really what reggae music is all about. And I know by now it sounds as cliche as the Beatles saying, all you need is love. But guess what? Just because it sounds cliche and overused, it still doesn't make it any less true.
I hear that. So are we looking to make this another yearly event, or we don't know yet?
Well, the promoters have the goal of 3 years. Mm. So I'm standing by them, man. We'll see what happens, because I think this is what the city needs. And you know, it's just like family. You know, I mean, when you look forward to the next gathering, when you have a wonderful gathering, you say, "Hey, man, when's the next one going to be?" And you could point to a time and say, "Yep, we'll be back next year." I think that's what creates a lot of excitement. That was always one of the things about the Vermont Reggae Festival. We always love to announce the fact that we will be back next year, and I think these guys are committed to that. Of course, you know, in the music business and in the world of entertainment that we're in, things do change from day to day. But I really strongly believe that the promoters of this show are really committed to keeping this in Burlington for the next 3 years and giving us something to look forward to and something in the summer. And hopefully by the time Burlington gets back on its feet with all the construction and with all the things that is going on, these two will meet up and it'll be something special.
When you're talking about promoters, and you brought in a little something, something fresh off the press. We don't have a record player in here, but let's talk about the new single, sir. What's this all about?
Well, this song, I mean, the new single is called Meditation Inspiration. It's by Lamb's Bread.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side, there's a song called One Sweet Day. We are doing this as a special limited edition for this particular show. It's going to be just a special limited edition for the Vermont Reggae Festival. I mean, you know, and maybe we'll make it available for the next 2, 1, 2, 3 years that they're there. But this is just a special thing from Lamb's Bread, where we have been a part of the Vermont Reggae Festival for so long, and we just wanted to do this in our own way as a tribute to the tribute. So, you know, it's going to be a great collector's item. It's a 45 vinyl record. You know, everybody, we hope that that everybody will get it and enjoy it. And the message is... it's very, very heartfelt.
Tell you now. Well, I've set aside all my worries, and I've laid all my burdens down. I'm gonna make my heart feel merry with the word, power, and sound. I said up my prayers this morning. I read a verse for meditation. I'm gonna live this day to the fullest and receive and give inspiration. Meditation and inspiration, like warmth from the sun when a new day's begun. I'm gonna love the life that I live, and I'm gonna live this life that I love. Life is a song that's worth singing, and it's love I'm thinking of. I'm not gonna worry about tomorrow, because all I have is today. I'm not gonna waste precious time in doubt. I'm too busy dealing with the fate. Meditation and inspiration, like warmth from the sun,
like warmth from the sun,
when a new day's begun.
Tell you now.
That I live, and I'm gonna live this life that I love. Life is a song that's worth singing, and it's love I'm thinking of. I'm not gonna worry about tomorrow, because all I have is today. I'm not gonna waste precious time in doubt. I'm too busy dealing with the pain.
Meditation
and inspiration, like warmth from the sun,
like warmth from the sun,
when a new day's begun.
Meditation and inspiration. Inspiration.
Well, I've set aside all my worries, and I've laid all my burdens down. I'm gonna make my heart feel merry with the word, power, and sound. I sent up my prayers this morning. I read a verse for meditation. I'm gonna live this day to the fullest and receive and give inspiration. Meditation and inspiration, like warmth from the sun when a new day's begun.
Meditation and inspiration.
Ooh, tell you now.
inspiration. Meditation.
What's the full lineup for the Reggae Fest so far? I've heard some big names, but, you know, you being the prominent musician in the room, I think it would be better coming from you when people hear this.
Well, you know, I mean, we have Barrington Levy.
Whoa.
Hey, man, I mean, you're talking about one of the premier singers of the reggae, of the whole reggae era.
Mm.
And one of my favorites, definitely Barrington Levy. And, of course, you know, we have the Scatolites, legendary Scatolites. I mean, these are the guys that laid it down and they keep it going all around, you know. And so this is truly one of an old school person's who loves reggae. This would be one of their favorite bands. And the young kids, they love them, too, you know, because they have... I mean, it's the Scatolites, you know. This is where ska originated from. This is where the reggae meets ska. And these guys have been synonymous with that for all these years. And they're very, very popular in Jamaica and here stateside. And, you know, of course, I mean, besides us playing, there'll be John Brown's Body, which is another band that's well familiar with the Reggae Fest and has been one of the Reggae Fest favorites throughout the latter years. And, you know, I mean, we've definitely got just all types of good stuff going on, you know. And I think that it's going to be a great lineup, a great show.
Is there anything else you guys want to make sure that we cover during this?
You don't have to whisper.
I want
to mention also that the Channel 2 Dub Band will be playing. Mm-hmm. And they're one of the old... bands from the Reggae Fest, and that's kind of getting this act back together, and you know, Quinny and those guys, you know, for a number of years, everybody that came to the Reggae Fest will remember the Channel 2 Dub Band. And so I think that that's some good nostalgia there. You know, you got Lance Bread, you got the Channel 2 Dub Band and the Scatterlights. And I mean, I think it's going to be an awesome show.
All right, we'll wrap this up with your new single from the band Lamb's Bread. Thank you so much, Mr. Hackney. We greatly appreciate it.
Great to be here.
All right, so, and also, you've got some big sponsors coming out in the city to help you, just like when you put on the fest before. Who is helping put this on this year?
Well, you know, the promoters, first of all, is True 802 and Elm 3 Productions. And, you know, it's good to have some of the, I've heard that some of the old sponsors is coming back. Alibaba, Healthy Living. You know, the story behind these is incredible because I remember Katie Lesser from Healthy Living at the very first reggae festival in 1986, and she had just a little cart. And Alibaba, the same way, he had just a little cart. Now, those are well-established and well-known businesses throughout the whole Vermont region. So, and then of course, Switchback Brewery is the main sponsor on the event, and it's on their land that we'll be doing this right off of Flynn Avenue.
Yep.
So it's there's a lot of good people involved, a lot of good businesses that are involved, and you know, a lot of good support, and that's good to see.